Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. It is Monday once again. Monday, the 26th day of September, 2022. Excuse me, as I come to you live this morning from behind the steering wheel of the old F-250, there are a few thoughts that I've gathered. It's easy, so very easy to do this podcast. So extremely simple to grab the cell phone, turn on my Anchor FM, and simply speak to you off the cuff. No script, no teleprompter, no cue cards, no earpiece or hearing aid in my ear with some puppet master telling me what to say, what to do, where to stand, which way is off the stage. It was hilarious watching your president, gropey, mopey, dopey, sleepy, creepy, touchy-feely, mumbling, fumbling, bumbling, crumbling, stumbling, muttering, puttering, stuttering, shuddering, stammering, pedophile Pete, Joe Biden. His own son calls him Pedo Pete because he knows how creepy it is to have a father who oogles little 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old girls as if he wants to touch them, as if he wants to hug them, as if he wants to sniff their hair, rub his hands down their sleek little bodies. The man has a pedophile profile. You can look in his eyes, see him licking his lips, and his focus is so narrowly focused on a little girl's body that he just wants to take them and do nasty things to them like he did to one of his own children, according to some books that I have read. His own daughter said he was a creepy pervert. His own daughter's friends said he was a creepy pervert. Can you imagine being a young U.S. senator and having little girls at your house, in your swimming pool, and you're a powerful U.S. senator? God above only knows the number of little girls that your president has inappropriately groped, touched, sniffed, rubbed. In his own admission, Joe Biden said he loves having little black kids jump on his lap. I guess it excites him. He is a pervert. That's not even what I wanted to talk about this morning. I wanted to talk about the man losing his mind. And they say when someone is suffering from dementia, from Alzheimer's, and I know firsthand one of my best friends in the world who passed away about 2 years ago, he came down with early onset Alzheimer's. He was diagnosed at 54 years old, an accomplished pharmacist, a very intelligent man, could tell you those 43-letter names of this drug and that drug and how this drug interacts with that drug and how that drug interacts with the vitamins or the supplements that you take. The man was a genius. A chemist, a pharmacist, pharmacology major, doctor in pharmacy. And yet, many days towards the end, did not know who his own wife or two children were. Actually ended up calling the police one night because he thought a man had broken into his house, and it was his own son, whom he saw just about every day, coming to visit him. Called the cops on his own kid, didn't recognize him. But when he got on the phone with me, it was just like old times. Talked about classic cars, we talked about boats, go shoot pool together. It was as if he had no issues at all except for the occasional repeating of a story about something that happened to him in college or in graduate school. Used to really irk his wife. She would say, "I can't believe my own husband knows everything about you and hangs out with you as if there's nothing wrong. And yet when he's around me, he doesn't recognize me, doesn't remember my name, sometimes refers to me as his mom." something wrong with that. And I saw my buddy about once every 2 months. We'd go to visit, watch his decline around his own home. Joe Biden exhibits many of those same characteristics. Excuse me, many of those traits. And yet, just like my good friend, Joe Biden retains some of the things that were most important to him. My friend did not forget how to shoot pool. He didn't forget how to put proper English and spin on a ball to get that other ball that it made contact with to go just the right way. He didn't forget the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic. He did not forget how to speak to someone. His command of the English language was still impeccable. He remembered everything there was to know about the Cleveland Indians of old, the Cleveland Browns of new. He knew just about anything, but some of the things he should have known, he forgot. He could not remember. He couldn't get a grasp on. So very frustrating. Right near the very end of his life, he died at 58 years old. He was to the point where he remembered certain things, but most others he had forgotten. The frustration in his voice, you could hear it on the phone. And he kept referring to me as his long-lost brother, Greg. And he referred to his son as Greg as well, which told me, and he spoke to me as if I were his brother Greg, told me that his brother Greg was probably the number one influence in his life. Joe Biden, back to your president, exhibits many of those same problems, those same issues. Joe Biden doesn't remember from day to day that he's the president of the United States until he is reminded that he is the president of the United States by whoever it is speaking into his earpiece, or whoever is addressing him in a bunny costume, or maybe it's his wife, who he often confuses for his own sister. Classic signs of dementia, classic signs of Alzheimer's with your president, Joe Biden. But he does not forget those things that are core to him. He doesn't forget that he is a pervert. He doesn't forget that almost at 80 years of age, he's damn near 80 years old, he still likes groping little minor children, especially the little skinny girls with the blah, 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 blonde hair, as he calls it. He likes sniffing that hair. He likes running his hands up and down their chest, especially if the girls haven't started to develop yet. A true pervert. A true child molester. I am almost 100% positive that if Joe Biden had not entered politics and become a U.S. senator, he would be in prison right now or dead because he would have fondled the wrong father's little girl. That father would have killed him, or he would have been prosecuted and put in jail for being the sick, twisted, pedophile pervert that he is. Quick reminder, his own son, the cocaine-addled Hunter Biden, both while high on whatever drug du jour was in his system, or while sober on an interview, or in his own writings, on his own laptop computer that has been verified and confirmed as Hunter Biden's laptop. He refers to the code word for his own father, pedo, short for pedophile, Pete. Oh yeah, pedo Pete, groping another little girl, sniffing another little girl's hair, running his hand down the chest of some little prepubescent 8 or 9 year old girl, hoping to find a hard nipple. Joe Biden is a creepy old man, a dirty old man. The kind of person that most sane, civilized, educated, loving and caring parents would say, don't go near him. But those Democratic Party women who just have to be near the power of the president, have to be near the power of a senator, Remember those who paraded their little girls right there in front of the president? And the very nasty, creepy old man who is President Biden would sit there eyeing up the little girl, couldn't wait to get his freaky little feeble fingers on the little girl's body, touch them and hug them. And those mommies and those daddies of the Democratic people who loved Joe Biden so very much sat there and watched as the president ran his hands up and down their little child's body with smiles on their own faces. Look, the president's groping my daughter. Whee! Were they hoping that one of those television ambulance-chasing lawyers might come along, or they might get to use that photo opportunity of the president groping their child as fodder for their own political futures? It's hard to say. Were they pimping out their own daughters? I'll let gropey Joe Biden run his hands down my little girl's chest if it means he appoints me or my husband to some position, an ambassadorship perhaps. Maybe they'll let my gay son become a page in the U.S. Senate. Oh, there's all kinds of theories and there's all kinds of things out there that you know and I know to be fact. But we just can't get inside Joe Biden's head to find out what it is he truly is seeking. We know he's a pervert. He can forget that he's the president. He might still think he's a senator until someone reminds him of that fact. We all know. The problem is, Pedo Pete, your president of the United States of America, will always be a pervert to the day he dies. He will always oogle and ogle and grope and grab and sniff little girls at every opportunity. The difference between young Senator Pervert Joe Biden and your President Pervert Joe Biden is he now has a Secret Service group to protect him. Can you imagine he's groping your granddaughter? You get pissed about it, so you go and approach him. Secret Service will tackle you to the ground, put you in cuffs, and cart you away. They'll even stick a rag in your mouth so that you won't yell, "Pedophile Pete is groping my granddaughter." Sick, twisted America we live in. My elementary school years were in the early to late 1960s, and I remember our teacher, Mrs. Rome, and she said, "Do you know, I come from a foreign land, and I was alive during World War II." And she talked about Hitler. She talked about Mussolini. She talked about Chiang Kai-shek. She talked about Hirohito. She talked about Stalin. She spoke about those evil Axis world leaders who were dictators. She spoke about the Politburo. And I remember this. I was a child. I remember she said, when you are born in those communist nations, they give you tests to find out what you're good at a very young age. And then they groom you. They train you to be whatever. If you were one of the dumb big kids with a strong back, they put you in the gym and they built you up physically. Then they stuck you in the army and taught you how to fight. If you were one of the little weaker kids, but you had a strong mind and a weak back, and you had an aptitude towards chemistry, they trained you in chemistry from a very young age. And then they put you to the gas creation rooms, the weapons development. They starved their people. The Soviets did it, the Germans did it. Starved their own people so that they could build mighty militaries. And those militaries had one purpose in life: protect the elite, protect the party, the Communist Party elite. To hell with the people. They're dumb enough that they will do what we say, and they're now weak enough. We've taken away all their weapons. We're starving them to death. We'll give them just enough food and just enough medical care basics so that they can survive and keep bearing children who will go into the military because that's what we demand of them, and they will support us. This is what the Democratic Party has done in the United States of America. Think about it. If you think I'm coming up with some weird conspiracy, think about what I'm telling you. We have created a subculture in the United States through our welfare system. We give the 13% hyphenated American minority, the Latino uneducated groups of minorities, and the dumber white people, those who can't grasp our education system, those whose parents weren't smart enough to get real jobs and go to work, make a good living, and educate their young. Those are the people now in 2022. And I apologize for the buzzing noise you might hear in the background. The cars and trucks on either side of me on the interstate this morning have decided that the rumble strip is where they want to put their tires. There's a rah. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. Here, let me do it for you right quick. There you go. Now I'm fitting in with all the other idiots on the highway this morning. My apologies again for the buzzing noise. The United States of America has been set up modeling the old Soviet Union by those people who claimed and whose parents claimed to have despised the old Soviet Union, the old Nazi Germany, the old Emperor Hirohito method of running Japan, the Chiang Kai-shek methodology of running China. In the United States of America, the smart white kids are sent to college and are brainwashed by the Democratic Party to think nowadays that somehow socialism, communism, Bidenism is the proper way to run a nation because it's fair and it's equitable and it's inclusive and it's diverse. Think about all the woke companies who are now run by the liberal, progressive, woke, Democratic Party elites who are in charge of the major corporations. They all feel this need to include those diversity, equity, inclusiveness programs in their companies. They don't look at the demographics. They don't look at the actual population of the United States and say, let's see, we're 13% black, so let's shoot for 13% black employment in our company. We can even have 13% in management. They don't then say, well, we're 15, 16% Hispanic, so let's make sure our company reflects 16% Hispanic employees and 16% Hispanic management. And our company is 5% Asian, so make sure we have 5% Asian employment and 5% Asians in management. And the remaining, whatever's left, 65%, I'm not doing math very well while driving, but the remaining 60+% who are Caucasians should be 65% of the employment of our company and 65% of the management of our company. That's a true, diverse, equitable, inclusive representation. But you see, you can't get the intelligent white people who aren't of the progressive, liberal, woke ilk to buy into that. Certainly, they would be 35% of the total population. 35% of our population would be conservative Christian white people. 30% would be Democrat white people. 15% Hispanic, 13% black, 5% Asian, 1% Native American, Indian, feathers, not dots. That would be true diversity, true equity, true inclusiveness. But you see, that doesn't fit the progressive, liberal, woke, democratic methodology. So they shoot for things like a certain Brown Package Delivery Company did in the 1990s. when I was seeking a management position there, and they said, oh, we're sorry. We are under the instruction to get 50% of our workforce as African American. 50%? In the 1990s, the African American population was less than 12%. But they used as their excuse, as their justification, as their reasoning for racism, they used the, we're just playing catch up from all the years we didn't allow those people into our company, into management positions. We're playing catch up. A really poor excuse, but the excuse they used nonetheless. And I'm better off for it, I think. I certainly would not be able to do this program and still earn the really marvelous living that I earn at my day job if I were sitting in board meetings worrying about what this driver did or said or what property that driver may have damaged. Everything, my friends, happens for a reason. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes, correct? When will America wake up and learn from the mistakes of Joe Biden? Of the Democrat Party running Congress? What cataclysmic event is it going to take to wake up the population? I think the Biden administration is testing those waters, trying us out to see just how much crap we, the people, are willing to take at the hands of the Democratic Socialist Party as they drive us closer and closer each and every day to socialism and outright communism. I truly believe they've unleashed things like the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus of 2019 as a test. Well, we put a fairly harmless virus out there and we shut down the entire population of America and indeed the world for 2 full years. So we know we can use a weaponized virus. And if the people don't comply, we'll just unleash deadlier strains of deadlier virus. And then they'll have no choice. Comply or die. We've also learned that we can weaponize the cure for the virus that killed less than 0.0003% of the U.S. population. A virus that has killed 5 times as many people on Joe Biden's watch than died on Donald Trump's watch in the same number of calendar months. I'll remind you yet again, Joe Biden said whilst running for president that no president should remain in power that presides over 220,000 deaths from the COVID virus, or any virus for that matter. And yet Joe Biden, and by the way, there were only 13 months roughly of COVID under Donald Trump. And it was new and it was novel and it was never before seen. Having over a year to study this virus, to come up with vaccines during Donald Trump's time in office, to come up with alternative cure methods during Donald Trump's time in office, you would think Joe Biden would have come in and eradicated the disease immediately. But in Joe Biden's first 13 months in office, the same number of calendar months that Donald Trump had to deal with the China virus, Joe Biden managed to have almost 5 times as many people die on his watch from the same disease, despite us having a full year and a month to develop and distribute vaccines. Let's see just how much the American people can take. While dealing with the virus, let's increase inflation to painfully high numbers. We said we won't raise taxes directly, so we'll cause inflation. Therefore, if people were paying 8% tax on a $100 item, that was $8 in tax, and we increased the price of that item from $100 to $200, like they did on gasoline, they more than doubled the price, They actually almost tripled it. They did triple it, gasoline. But anyhow, if we raise a $100 item's price to $200, we'll get $16 worth of tax. And the people are dumb enough, they'll keep going to their jobs, they'll keep working for the same amount of pay. Inflation is here, has been now for well over a year and a half. Let's see if we can control the population. Just how much can they handle? So we have the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus pandemic. We have massive inflation, 41-year high inflation because of Joe Biden's economics policies. And yet we're still trending high in the polls. Let's see what else we can unleash. Let's open the borders to a flood of potential new Democratic Party voters. We'll let 3.5 million illegal trespassing, criminal law-breaking, invading aliens across the southern border. We'll allow some terrorists in, and some drug dealers, and some cartels, and some human traffickers. Nope, we still got pretty good support. We're doing good, guys. I know. Let's give away an entire democratic nation. One that we have fought for. One that we have shed thousands of American lives protecting and defending. We'll turn over Afghanistan under Joe Biden's watch. We will hand the keys, wave the white flag of surrender, hand the keys over, I got it, to ISIS and the Taliban. Let's see what the American people say. Well, our media is holding strong. Our media is not covering it. Yes, they're doing exactly what we said. So now we have the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus of 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and going into 2023. The Democrats have not shut down the virus, but they have shut down the economy. They artificially tell you there's no inflation, and half the population's dumb enough to believe it. They claim we have zero inflation, despite having 8.3% inflation. The media is on our side. We're the Democrats. The media is on our side. They're going to keep lying to the people. And the people are still dumb enough to believe it. We've got massive inflation. We have recession. More than two straight quarters of the American calendar year under Joe Biden has seen negative GDP growth. The textbook definition of recession. And yet, half the people still believe we don't have recession. We don't have inflation because our puppet, Joe Biden, got up there in front of the teleprompter, mumbled, fumbled, bumbled, crumbled, stumbled, muttered, puttered, fluttered, stuttered, and stammered. And half the people are believing him. God, we are great. We are the U.S. lamestream progressive liberal woke media. We're doing what we were asked to do by those who keep us in power, the Democratic Party. What else can we pile on? Oh, I know. Let's allow for no bail, low bail, and stop prosecuting African American criminals. Even when we catch them in the act of carjacking, robbing, stabbing, shooting, raping, home invading, outright murder in the streets, and we won't prosecute them. As long as they vote Democrat, we won't prosecute them. As long as we keep paying the dumber half of the population just enough to keep them loyal to us. A little welfare, a little food stamps, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, some COVID relief checks. We'll just keep giving them a little bonus. We'll give them a $600 check, and then we'll tell them they deserve it. We'll give them unearned tax credit. They haven't paid a dime in taxes, but we'll give them a tax refund at the end of the year. Just remember who gave it to you. It was we, the Democrats. They'll keep voting for us. We'll stay in power. And the dumb idiots will keep voting for us. That's all this is. It's about power. It's about keeping the elites in power. It's about keeping a man who can't remember how to tie his own shoelaces, doesn't know he's the president, doesn't know what state he's standing in from day to day, moment to moment, in power so that he can grope little girls with his eyes and his fingertips. And that, my friends, is America in September of 2022. Happy Monday, everybody. We'll see you on the next edition of the Truth Hurts program. Bye-bye for now.
Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I apologize if you were offended, but I retract nothing. Background music provided by Jason Shaw and Audionautix.